Ancient vessels dot the harbor, mostly Roman, but there are clearly some sailing ships from as far away as the Far East and the British Isles. One Roman warship is gliding over the water, slowly approaching a large pier complex. There are several ships tied up here. Most are military vessels. Roman soldiers wander the docks while porters and slaves cart cargo from one end of the ship to the other. As the ship approaches the deck, African men, well-dressed, stand guard as the Roman legion, including Severus, Plotinus, and Seok, prepare for their journey. Severus stands on the edge of the deck, looking out at Rome. Seok steps over to him. He nudges Severus, who turns to him with a smile. "There it is," Seok says with pride. "I never imagined it was so..." Severus can't find the right words to describe what he's taken in. "Big? I love Rome. Well, I love to visit Rome," Seok says. "Just visit?" Severus inquires. "Rome is like 20 cities all stuck together. That means 20 times the people, 20 times the beauty, and 20 times the problems," Seok explains. Severus nods. "I would imagine." Severus looks to the shore. It is lined with women, provocatively dressed and heavily made up prostitutes. They wave and cheer at the boat, some in completely alien languages to Severus. One in particular, a Roman woman, is trying very hard to get their attention. Seok smiles warmly. "Look, there," Seok points, with the red scarf. "That's my wife." Severus gapes and turns back to Seok. "Your wife? But is she..." He dared not say what he was thinking. Sensing Severus wanted to ask if she was indeed a prostitute, he nods. "Yes, she is. And she makes great money at it, too. In a few years, we'll be able to afford a place for ourselves, away from Rome." But don't you ever..." Severus tries to speak, but he is in shock. Seok laughs. "What? Get jealous? Why would I? It's not a pretty world out there, my African friend. My father told me once the secret to success in this world: suffer now, prosper later." "Is this common in Rome?" Severus asks. "Sure. Everything is common in Rome. Think of the most bizarre thing you've ever seen. You'll see it twice before breakfast." Severus falls silent. Seok smiles at him. Behind him, a centurion barks a command, and Seok steps away. After a moment, Severus turns and sits next to Plotinus. Looking over at Severus, Plotinus smiles. "There sure are a lot of eager women on that dock." "Avoid the one with the red scarf," Severus recommends. Plotinus frowns at him and looks at the woman with the red scarf. Within an hour, Severus and Plotinus step across the pier onto Roman soil. Severus looks down and bites his lip, as if remembering the last pier he was on. A large net full of fish is lowered down to the pier. A cloud of flies has already formed around it as the eager insects dip down towards the feast. Plotinus walks beside Severus, his mouth hanging open while taking in everything around him. He swats at a fly and turns his head. Suddenly, Plotinus starts gagging as a fly makes its way into his open mouth. "This is not what I expected at all," Plotinus splatters. Looking at Plotinus wiping his tongue, Severus comments, "We have flies in Lepsis Magna." "Not that fat," Plotinus says in disgust. Severus laughs and swats some of the pesky insects away. They walk past several prostitutes that smile and beckon them closer. Their clothes hang loosely and barely cover their breasts, showing bare Roman skin. Plotinus has a confused look on his face. "These women, are they?" Severus nods. In awe, Plotinus says, "By the gods, how many are there?" likely at least one for every Roman soldier who travels through this port.